Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And away we go on the seventh day of March. People are talking about road money. Did Delaware County get skunked? Weather, big rain might be coming. Sioux celebrates. Braun rips. And BSU women's basketball win, but just by a little this time. Hi, hello, and good morning. Live at about 8:06 a.m. Eastern Time, I'm Steve Lindell. Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. As we begin the program, let's begin, as we almost always do, looking at your weather. Meteorologist for WMUN is Paul Poteet.
Good morning. Once again today, there won't be much hope for sunshine, but the temperatures are still above average. It's 54 for my forecast high. Tonight, the weathermaker approaches from the west. The rain chance starts after midnight, more likely by the time Friday gets going in the morning rush hours, with rain at times all the way through Saturday morning. Friday's high, 59. Friday night and Saturday morning is when the rain will be at its most intense, and we could even have some thunder. A low of 48, 53 Saturday. The showers will diminish in the afternoon. And brisk but bright on Sunday. Sunshine, 43 for the high. It does warm up again next week.
All right, that sounds like a better week ahead. Thank you, Mr. Poteet. The National Weather Service, don't kill the messenger here. The National Weather Service says late Saturday nights of the rain showers that Paul mentioned might mix with snow for a while. Could all change. You know what I say about the weather in Indiana. Let me look here quickly while we're on the air, live radio. We have not been told that the silver alert has been canceled. Let me refresh the page from the state of Indiana. This is live radio looking into the newest information about Ella Saylor. Hold on one second. No cancellation. That silver alert is still active. The February 3rd disappearance of 15-year-old Ella Saylor from Muncie, Indiana, still seeking any information. Please reach out to Muncie Police, 765-747-4838, or you can dial 911. In a moment, we'll get to our local news summary, but we saw this during show prep this morning. Face product recall, high levels, get this, of a cancer-causing chemical has been found in many popular skincare products. Details from Fox's Sue Guzman.
Benzoyl peroxide is one of the most widely used ingredients in over-the-counter acne medications. Now an independent laboratory, Valisure, is calling on federal health officials to recall many popular acne products after discovering they contained high levels of benzene, a known carcinogen emanating from the benzoyl peroxide in them. 66 creams, gels, washes, liquids, and bars were tested, and some they said had up to 800 times the amount permitted by the FDA. Those tested included popular brands like Clearasil, Proactive, and Clinique. There was no immediate comment to Fox News from the FDA. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I think I use one of those. Jeez. Well, find out more. We'll tell you more. WMUN, Delaware County Today. We're talking about news around here and beyond. It's the local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Time is running out in the State House as lawmakers in both chambers have to compromise on a bill they want to pass. Kurt Darling has the scoop.
One of them is a bill defining anti-Semitism on college campuses. There are two versions of it at the moment as the Senate passed its version Tuesday.
When October 7th happened, that is abhorrent and should never happen.
State Senator Aaron Freeman on the violence between Israel and Hamas. The Senate version scales back the definition of anti-Semitism, which has Jewish supporters upset. It was one of 19 bills that the Senate passed Tuesday, but many of them are going to conference committees so both chambers can agree on one version. The deadline is Friday. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Another Meet the Candidate segment yesterday on WMUN News Radio. The specific question I posed to Max Engling: what are the two or three things that set you apart from the other candidates for the Republican 5th Congressional District Chair?
We have so many huge crises that we're facing. You know, we have to drive down the cost of living. We have a massive debt crisis where we're going to cross soon $1 trillion of money just spent on interest that we could be spending elsewhere. We've got a crisis at the southern border that I've seen firsthand. And so to me, it's about how do we solve these problems? How do we get to work on them right away? And not just talk about them.
Full interview on WMUNMuncie.com. An employee at an elementary school in Fishers was arrested the other morning for having a gun on school property.
The Fishers Police Department says someone reported to them that a food services staff member brought the concealed firearm to Hoosier Road Elementary, was questioned by school resource officers, and then taken into custody by the Fishers Police Department. No students were involved and no one was hurt. Both state law and Hamilton Southeastern School Board policy say that guns are strictly prohibited in school buildings. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Iowa basketball superstar Caitlin Clark is adding another major national sponsor, this one with Indianapolis ties.
Gainbridge, the Indianapolis-based insurance and investment company, is signing Clark as a brand ambassador to a multi-year sponsorship, the Des Moines Register confirmed on Tuesday morning. Terms of the deal are confidential, but Gainbridge has the naming rights to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, which houses the NBA's Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever, who have the number one overall pick in the April 15th WNBA draft. The company is also title sponsor of the Indianapolis 500. The Fever host the New York Liberty in their season opener May 16th at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
April 8th, solar eclipse preps. The acronym is Emergency Operations Center.
We will be activating our EOC. We'll be activating at 8 o'clock that day, and we'll stay activated through the event and into the evening until we see that, you know, things are starting to lessen up and free up. So what that means for us is we'll have what we call a policy group. So it's going to be, you know, a few elected officials, the public safety officials, 911 director, all of us in one room.
John Catino, director of Delaware County EMA on WMUN News Radio yesterday. Countless visitors are expected to come to our area to be part of that event. Old school technology just in case on April 8th for the total solar eclipse. Delaware County EMA director John Catino.
And so, like, we have our RACES, which is ham radio operators. They'll be out monitoring strategic intersections for us in a live dashboard that our GIS coordinator, Office of Information, Kyle Johnson, has created, who does a fantastic job with that, by the way. But it's real time. So they're out on the streets reporting this to us in the EOC so we can see that.
And then they deploy forces and direct services as needed. Hear the entire interview on WMUNMuncie.com from yesterday morning. A woman was arrested on Monday for walking around the public library in Carmel in the nude.
Police were called to the library after Gwen Cornell walked in and took off all her clothes. She then walked around the library as if she was a normal patron, even sitting down at a computer to look something up. When the cops got there, Cornell was sitting at a table with a vape pen, and the officers quickly figured out that that vape pen had illegal amounts of THC. She was covered up and arrested for public nudity and possession of marijuana. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
A second fatal shooting in a week in Fort Wayne.
This one happened outside of a hotel. The Fort Wayne police were called to the Economy Inn around 11:30 Tuesday morning for a call of shots fired. Officers claimed two men had gotten into an argument when one of them shot and killed the other. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The man he was arguing with is now in custody, says FWPD. It was the second fatal shooting in Fort Wayne in the last 3 days. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. Trey Matthews, Muncie native, sophomore honors college student at Ball State University, awarded a Benjamin A. Gilman International Scholarship supporting his study abroad endeavors. MuncieJournal.com reporting the federally funded, nationally competitive program provides up to $5,000 to U.S. undergrads pursuing academic studies abroad.
More free money out there for Madison County?
The Office of Community and Rural Affairs has launched the Stellar Pathways Grant Initiative, putting up $14 million for small communities to develop collaborative projects. Madison County will be applying, and the effort is being led by the Madison County Chamber. CEO Clayton Whitson.
It's really a targeted grant opportunity for small and rural communities in a way that we've never seen in this state before. It's a really exciting time.
On Tuesday, the Madison County Commissioners unanimously expressed their support. Brett Busby, WLBC News.
Natural language processing is something that could help you understand legislation that's being discussed by your lawmakers. John Herrick discusses the pros and the cons.
Natural language processing is based in artificial intelligence. Purdue University computer science professor Dan Goldwasser says it can put legal terms written in bills into a more easy-to-read context so you can understand them better. But he also has concerns about it.
These systems are not trained through dedicated teams of experts carefully picking data, but rather they're trained over massive amounts of texts that are publicly available.
And those texts can often have inherent biases, he says, about certain groups that can often lead to skewed or inaccurate results. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Even more coverage from last week's State of the City address. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour caught a lot of heat from social media when he did only half of the lanes on Wheeling in front of Amazing Joe's restaurant.
Guess what we're doing this year? The northbound lanes of Wheeling. Even though there were complaints, why would you pay the south and not the north? Well, it's money. You put that on social media and they don't, you know, it just doesn't always stick. But that's the reason. We could do it. We did it. Now we can do it. We're doing it.
We didn't hear the specifics of the timeline, but he did say this year.
I'm Peter Killeen. Delaware County commissioners have been updated on plans to connect the poultry barn with a pavilion at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. According to the Star Press, 4-H would plan and pay for a breezeway to build between the two buildings to allow poultry shows to gain extra space. The work could be done by the 4-H County Fair this summer.
Charges have been filed against a man involved in a shooting at an Arby's in Mishawaka.
That shooting happened in February when police say Draven Maxey was in the Arby's that evening and walked out into the parking lot, showed his gun, and told the person he ended up shooting to get out of their car. Maxey ended up shooting that person in the head and torso. They survived the shooting and returned fire, hitting Maxey in the stomach. Maxey is in custody and has pleaded not guilty to battery charges. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
Former Monsonian Chris Ulm is excited, I'm sure. The 96th Academy Awards ceremony will air this weekend, and some of the nominees have Hoosier connections.
Leading the pack with 13 nominations, including one for Best Picture, is Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. But a nominee in another category has a unique tie to the Indianapolis film scene.
Documentary short film, The Barber of Little Rock, actually world premiered with us here at Indie Shorts back in July.
That's Greg Sorvig, artistic director of Heartland Film in Indianapolis. The Oscar ceremony will air Sunday at 7 p.m. on ABC. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Showing how tech keeps cops accountable in Madison County, here's reporter Brett Busby.
The Madison County Sheriff's Department will be featured on an upcoming episode of Body Cam on the Investigation Discovery Channel March 19th at 9 p.m. A spokesman for the department said the show will detail the events of a Madison County officer's involvement in a police action shooting at Motel 6 in Anderson May the 16th last year. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Next up this morning on Delaware County Today, Sue celebrates. And did Delaware County get skunked on road money? Those items and more coming up on WMUN.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FIRSTYEAR15 for promotional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, let's talk. When I turned 40, I was feeling burnt out, unsatisfied with my marriage and career. I couldn't recognize the man I'd become. Honestly, I thought I would never be the same man again. Then I figured out I had lower testosterone and found Nugenix Total T. It changed everything. After 1 month, I rediscovered the man I know I am. That guy from my youth. I was hitting the gym, feeling passion in my marriage, feeling more energetic at work. Nugenix Total T includes Testofen, a patented ingredient clinically shown to boost free and total testosterone. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle and try Total T for yourself. Just send a text. Text TARE to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TEAR to 369-369. That's TARE to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
8:22 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, Minnesota Mama, and I see Chicagoland, and Mike Rhodes is listening on the Alexa device. You might be listening on the terrestrial radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the rest of the ways to consume us. Did Delaware County get skunked? Not certain if Delaware County even applied, but there was a lot of money handed out this week by NDOT. Some federal grants came out. Randolph, Madison, and Henry counties got a lot of dough. Those all three were for bridge projects. And a lot of money was handed out statewide. We'll have some more research on that and perhaps another story in our local news summary tomorrow morning on WMUN. Sue celebrates. Next item here. This press release came late yesterday afternoon. The headline, Arrington celebrates bill providing more contraceptive options for new mothers. The Indiana House of Representatives concurred with changes made by the Senate on House Bill 1426, sending it to the governor's desk for signature. It increases the availability of long-acting reversible contraceptives, specifically the subdermal implant for postpartum Medicaid patients. Sue Arrington quoting here, expanding opportunities for more women to access birth control is a huge victory, but most importantly, it is an important step forward to reproductive health care in our state. She continued, the bill empowers women to take control over their own bodies and decide for themselves when or if they choose to have a child. She continued in the release here, Sue Arrington's words, the legislation requires hospitals to offer the subdermal implant, a long-acting reversible contraceptive, to new mothers. Other forms of contraception, such as IUDs, will still be available upon request from the patient. Doctors are not prohibited from discussing these alternative options with new mothers. The bill ensures that new mothers are given an opportunity to speak with a healthcare professional and determine what choice is best for them. Sue continued in the release, the battle for progress is not won overnight. Progressive change comes in small but not insignificant inches forward. While I would have liked to see language including IUDs, this bill will still undoubtedly benefit hundreds of Hoosier women especially those in vulnerable situations. With this push, our legislature has opened the door for further conversations and further improvements to contraceptive coverage, unquote, the words of State Rep. Democrat Sue Arrington. 825, what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. We always go to the snapshot at about this time, or try to. What's the day shaping up to be?
It's March 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Flapjacks Day, and let's get this out of the way. There's no difference between pancakes, griddle cakes, or flapjacks. They are the same thing, a delicious, filling food which we all enjoy from 8 to 80. The pioneers would start their days with a hearty breakfast of flapjacks to power them through a tough day of riding treacherous trails. Today, however, we get to enjoy flapjacks any way we want. Also on this date, in 1876... Alexander Graham Bell receives a patent for his revolutionary new invention, the telephone. And in 1965, the Bloody Sunday March took place in Selma, Alabama, as 600 black civil rights marchers were attacked by members of the Alabama State Police as they attempted to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The brutal carnage was televised and became a turning point in the civil rights movement. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. Tushar, just one thing about the Flapjack Day thing you mentioned first. It's not the International House of Flapjacks. Just saying. Bruce Qualls next in studio and live on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. If you like using debit over credit, don't you think it's time to also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. Plus, you're not charged any account fees, period. Whether you're moving, starting a new job, or headed into the next stage of life, whatever it is, Discover Cashback Debit is for everyone. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Winter is hard on all of us, but it's especially hard on the outside of your home. Extreme temperatures are really tough on an aging roof, and Sheriff Goslin is here to help. Remember, we can work with your insurance company, and if needed, of course, we offer financing for those who qualify. So if you need Sheriff Goslin Roofing, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job or a new full-time role, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com today to find a location near you.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:30 on the button on March the 7th. Good morning, everybody. You've reached Thursday already. We are very proud to have in studio what I consider to be the mover and shaker of Muncie, Indiana, USA. The future mayor of Muncie, if he ever wanted to be, he is Bruce Qualls. Have you ever considered a run for mayor, Bruce?
I have not considered any politics. No, I'm not a politician.
Being a retired cop is enough? Is
that
what
enough.
You're saying?
That's gotcha. Enough. I have enough on my plate. The way it is now.
Yeah, since you sat down a little bit, you seem to be doing more. Is that possible?
I didn't think so, but it turns out that it is.
This is Bruce Qualls, everybody. We've had him on the radio before, but in this particular instance, he is wearing the hat of the Living Proof event that is coming back in April. For those that aren't familiar with the event itself, let's start with that, what it is all about and who the event is targeted towards, Bruce.
Okay, the Living Proof Mock Crash event is a mock crash that we hold at Muncie Central, and it's geared towards underage drinkers, people under 21, because statistics show that they are more inclined to be involved in a crash involving impaired driving or OWI, alcohol involved. So we're trying to show the consequences of making that decision to drink and then get behind the wheel of a car. And we do it in as realistic of a way as possible without the actual consequences.
Visitors are taken through scenes of a story. We'll talk about that a little bit in just a minute. Bruce Qualls is my guest, WMUN. April the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m. is the event. And in those scenes, you see volunteer actors that, as Bruce said, in a realistic way are showing you the effects of, you talked about drinking and driving, but of course, Bruce, former law enforcement and all that, there's drugs in driving, there's texting in driving, there's impaired driving has gotten even more widespread than it was when you started this event way back when.
Yes. Statistics from several years ago said when you're out driving, one in five drivers that are passing you is impaired.
Oh.
Either through texting, through drugs, through alcohol, or distracted some way or another. They're impaired.
This event is done around this time of year, at least it was in large part, because it's prom season.
Yes.
And prom season, as you said, the ages of those this is targeted at, certainly they're in that age demographic as well. When I was 100 years ago a kid, in my class on prom night, bad things happened, and to classmates on graduation night, back again, a personal story, bad things happened on that particular night in our little dinky town in Little Falls, Minnesota. It happens everywhere, and we're trying to help people to make better decisions. Bruce Qualls is my guest. That night, tell everybody how it works, you know, just the logistics of it and all that.
Well, with the construction of the new Y at the south end of the building in between Central and the field house, they have taken up our parking area for our guests. So we're not going to be able to use that area. We're not going to be able to use the drive alongside the stadium for the staging of the emergency vehicles. At first, we didn't think we were going to be able to do the event because of that. We came up with a couple alternate sites, and I explored those. and they just didn't work out. They didn't have what we needed. So we went back to the, I guess, the drawing board and said, well, let's come in from the north end of the building, from that parking lot, come in through door 17, and we'll still do everything the way we did, except the crash scene will have to be moved over to the east side of the building alongside the bus lane.
Okay, gotcha.
And that way the emergency vehicles can respond to that and then turn back out on the Walnut, go back into the north parking lot, and restage.
Okay, so I'm envisioning how this is going to work. On the east side is the front side of the building, right?
Correct.
So for folks that are going to see on that day, again, April the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m., if you push and hold that when you need to and then let go, the scene for the car crash itself will be on the most visible side of the building. So people that are living in that neighborhood and maybe that day driving by when some setup might occur or whatever, they're gonna see firsthand, if they're not attending, what's going to be happening there.
That's correct. Originally, when we started doing this at Central, that's where the crash scene was.
Oh, yeah,
on the
that's
east
right.
side.
Yeah, I remember.
And then we moved it to the backside in the teacher's parking lot.
Yeah.
And We will not be able to have Lifeline helicopter this year because there's no place for it to really land.
Got it.
It won't do any good to put it in the soccer field like we usually do because there won't be anyone back there.
I got it. Bruce
Walls.
So we're
going to have to do without that this year.
Guest on WMUN. We're talking about Living Proof, the mock crash reenactment that we really need people to help get the word out. We're brutally honest here. The attendance for this has gone down in recent years, and I think, this is me talking, I think it has certainly to do with people are busy and people have, you know, other things going on and whatever, but they're not prioritizing this enough. And parents and administrators, I'm talking to all the schools out there, you need to prioritize this for your kids, because if they don't see this and get the impression that they're trying to be given, then they're not going to get that message that they need to have planted in their cranium. Am I saying that right?
You said it 100% correct. I have sent emails to all of the high school principals and superintendents in the county, along with flyers of the event and the scenes and a personal letter. And so far I've heard back from Cowan. I haven't heard back from any of the others yet. But at one time, the teachers in some of these county schools would promote this to the point that they would have the students come, and if we would sign their program and take it, and they took it back, then they got some type of extra credit. Well, that seemed to have fallen by the wayside. So we're hoping that the schools will encourage the students to attend this and go through this event and see what it's all about.
Last thing I'll mention before you start thinking about how many people it takes to have this thing go on and all the volunteerism that happens, I want you to touch on that. I just want to remind everybody, April 17th, 5 to 8 p.m., tours start about every 10 minutes. It takes you just 10 or 15 or so to go through what we're talking about here. You can stay longer if you wish and talk about what you've seen and what you've interacted with. Don't send your younger kids by themselves, and make sure that if you are sending older kids, they know and understand that what they're doing here is serious, it's important, and they need to be able to receive the message in the way that it's intended. Now, last thing, Bruce, about the amount of people and work that it takes for this, if you can, crack off how many agencies and people are going to be involved with this again this year, April the 17th.
I will do my best. I'm quite sure I will forget someone. But we will have representatives from the Muncie Police Department Traffic Division, Muncie Fire Department, Muncie Fire Department's Ambulance Service. Hopefully we will be able to get some of the other ambulance services in the county to get involved. We should have representatives from Delaware County, Indiana State Police, Selma, Gaston, Eaton, hopefully Yorktown and Albany, and Ball State. And then the Delaware County Coroner's Office. We'll have two coroners, in the event. One will be at a scene and that we call the coroner notification scene, and then one at the crash scene. And
there's been a coroner there in the past. There's been a mortician there in the past. Maybe even someone with some sort of a religious sort of doing a such situation of whatever. I mean, it's acted out in such a way that it is intended to be very realistic and make an impact. And I know you can't remember everybody that's involved, Bruce, but I know you're thankful for everybody.
If I didn't have the support and help from all of these volunteers and volunteer agencies, this event couldn't happen.
Why do you do it?
I guess because of 43 years in law enforcement, and I've been to my share of traffic crashes and traffic fatalities, and I have seen firsthand the consequences and results of impaired driving. And if I'd like to believe, I'll probably never know, because I doubt anyone will ever confess of, hey, I was out drinking and I was getting ready to get in my car and I remembered going through that and I decided, no, I shouldn't do that. I doubt I'll ever hear that. But if we save one life because they thought about it, we'll never know probably, but that makes it worth it.
Bruce Qualls, thank you so much for your work, and I know you're thankful for everybody else's work as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Bruce Qualls, again, the event is called Living Proof, a crash reenactment. It's April the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Muncie Central High School. You're entering door number 17 that night, anytime between 5 and 8 p.m. Arrive, you know, closer to 7:30 or so for those last tours to get stacked up and lined up. We would sincerely hope that we are throttled by attendance. That makes all the effort even more worthwhile. Coming back with more in a moment on WMUN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What do high school coaches, teachers, and parents have in common?
They're all mentors who make a meaningful difference in the lives of student-athletes like us. I'm Danae Klein from South Putnam High School.
And I'm Charlie Hosner from Forest Park High School. Mentors play a critical role during our most formative years.
They share wisdom and a listening ear.
They challenge us to grow and reach our full potential.
They model character, integrity, and commitment day in and day out.
They set the bar high and serve as a positive example for us to follow long after we've graduated.
They believe in us before we believe in ourselves.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nottie. Support the life-changing work of our mentors by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Thank you for being a champion of high school sports. This is developing today's student athletes. This is empowering tomorrow's leaders. This is your IHSAA.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know Valentine's Day is over, but don't worry. It's Lover's Day every day at
After Dark.
The fun never ends when you're shopping the best selection of lingerie, menswear, lotions, novelties, party goods, and so much more at
After Dark.
Planning an extra special party? If so, After Dark has you covered. Whether it's bachelorette, retirement, divorce, or even your own private parties, After Dark has the goods you need.
After Dark.
Plus, buy one, get one free DVDs never go out of style. So are you ready to have some extra special fun with your extra special person? If so, make After Dark on Kilgore and Muncie, On Mounds and Anderson, and on Johnson and Marion, your next stop.
After Dark.
Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark. You heard what I said. Get the fun started with
After Dark.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Impudicite. I hope I'm saying that right. Lack of modesty. Shameless. WMUN word of the day. That lady that was naked at the library lacked that word, however it's pronounced. Impudicity. Word of the day. Pat Lindell, my brother, gave me a calendar for Christmas. Now, the mayor of Muncie's weekly community update from social media. I think this was posted sometime yesterday.
Good morning, Muncie. Dan Ridenour here, your mayor. Today is Wednesday. It is March 6th. And we have a couple things we want to touch base on, and then we'll get into something big that will last a little bit longer. First of all, tomorrow, March 7th, is the first Thursday. So please come downtown. It'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. Look at the local wares and the shops and the stores downtown. And this is a monthly event that we have, and we're very excited about it. So please come down and check it out. Also, the downtown development has a new website that's up and running, so you might check that out as well. I think it's the same address, but the new website's up and running and looks wonderful. So thank you for those upgrades. Also want people to know that next Tuesday, March 12th, there is a public forum. It will be held at the Muncie Civic Theater. And this is a community arts and culture focus group that has been put together. And we're looking at, this is the community public meeting. There are a couple other meetings with the arts community and a couple other meetings with some other leadership to try and come up with what can we do as a city to increase our arts and our culture throughout the city. And so there's a study group that's looking at that. So please take advantage of that. That is, let me make sure I get this right. It's Tuesday, March 12th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Muncie Civic. So please join us on that evening and hear what's going on and provide some input so that we can do things that are very positive in our community. I want to go through, on the last Friday, we had the State of the City, and that was posted live on our Facebook site. But I wanted to touch base on what some of our road projects are here in 2024.
We're going to take this off the mayor talking about the State of the City and those road projects. We've covered that in our news extensively this week with some post-game coverage, and we obviously carried that announcement address live exclusively on WMUN as well. If you want to replay that, the remainder of the mayor's community update, you can go to the Facebook page for the City of Muncie. And you can also hear the address that we've been mentioning, too, if you missed it, in its entirety on WMUN Muncie. Look for the special post from last Friday. Emily Guffey put that up for us. All right, next item here, as much as I hate to say it, it is tax time. Well, I mean, come on, you got to do them. Let's get another tip and see if we can help you out.
File directly with the IRS if you qualify, says Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout. It will ensure you're not dealing with a scammer. Filing early helps to get ahead of hackers, never use public Wi-Fi, and you can get a PIN code from the IRS to protect your return.
It used to be that you had to be a victim of identity theft. Now everybody can get a PIN. Go to IRS.gov, sign up for it.
Taxpayers can also create an online IRS account. Levin says if you've been hacked, contact the IRS and the Federal Trade Commission. Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
Headline USA Today, and I quote, "Here's when the Indiana primary election 2024 are happening." Unquote. Next item. The famous Times Square kiss photo that marks the end of World War II recently removed from Veterans Affairs healthcare centers, but one VA official is calling that back. Fox's Kevin Cork tells us what happened there.
The VA secretary, Dennis McDonough, had been around town a long time. He actually plans to reverse the ban on the iconic Times Square photo marking the end of the World War II battles from agency buildings. Now, that move, by the way, critics say was frankly more political correctness run amok than anything else. Here's what happened. There was a memo sent from the undersecretary at the VA, a woman by the name of Rima Ann Nelson, and she stated that the photo depicted a non-consensual act that's inconsistent with the department's sexual harassment policy.
It's Fox's Kevin Cork. A VA spokesperson now has confirmed to Fox that the memo removing the image should never have been sent out. Mike Braun rips Senate for use of earmarks in powerful floor speech. That's the headline of a release yesterday. We'll have coverage of that on our tomorrow morning local news summary. Next item now, walking for life.
This is House Call for Health. Research suggests the more steps a day you take helps lower the risk for an early death, regardless of whether a person's very active or not. Researchers found people who walked between 4 and 10,000 steps a day saw a lower risk of heart disease and early death, and those who averaged between 9 and 10,000 daily steps had the best results for improving health. The benefit of incorporating more daily steps was found in both regularly active people and those who sat down for even more than 11 hours a day. If you're a couch potato, the study's data shows the duration of how long someone sits down each day won't affect the advantage of daily steps. The research is published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests getting at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity per week. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, they will have State of the Union address coverage tonight on this radio station. Updates right around the top of the hour to see what's being said and what has been said. She said all along she would not quit.
Democracy 24.
The time has now come to suspend my campaign.
With those words, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley ended her quest for the White House. Reaction came swiftly. President Biden complimented Ambassador Haley's courage for speaking against former President Trump. Haley said she won't be silenced.
I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
The former president struck a different tone, saying in a Truth Social post, Haley was trounced and accused radical left Democrats of funding her campaign. Haley says it's up to the now presumptive GOP nominee to earn the support of those who've been in her camp.
Politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on X posted Ambassador Haley dropping out will help party unity and reset the race for the White House. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Ball State football schedule announced this week. The game number one is September 7 at Missouri State and live on WMUN. Next item here, Janice finds stories everywhere.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 8-year-old from Singapore makes the Dean's List for becoming the youngest ever chess prodigy. Ashwath Kaushik made international news in Switzerland, where the Grandmaster Chess Tournament took place. This 8-year-old won over 37-year-old returning champion from Poland. In an interview, Ashwath says he was excited and felt amazing about how he played. His path learning chess began at 4 years old when he played with his dad. And then he picked it up on his own and played against his parents and his grandparents. After winning the Grandmaster Tournament, Ashwath then went on to compete in the International Master Tournament, where he finished in 12th place after losing his final game. Still, he says he will keep playing until he becomes a world chess champion. Congratulations, Ashwath, on your incredible achievement. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Someone just asked me just the other day if I played chess. I think it was Jared Boomer across the hallway, and I said no, don't think I'm smart enough. And I said I played Hangman. I'm pretty good at that. Does anybody play Hangman anymore? I don't know. All right. let's get on to the rest of our day. Mark Forster returns live to the Power Hour studio in the 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. Ball State women win last night by a few points, but a win is a win. And a big high school basketball weekend is coming up on us for boys' teams still in it to win it. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell, host of Delaware County Today on WMUN.